Ajatu and Devadatta. Prince Ajatasattu was a follower of Devadatta. Devadatta said to the prince, "In ancient times, people lived long. So although princes became kings only after the death of their fathers, they had a lot of time to indulge in royal pleasure. Nowadays, people do not live long, and by the time you succeed your father, you will have become very old, and there will be only a few years left for your pleasures. So why not kill your father now and become king?" Acting on the advice of his evil teacher, the prince imprisoned his father and starved him, and finally had his heels cut with a razor, covered with salt and heated. So the king died, and Ajatasattu had to bear the grave karmic burden for the murder and torture of his father. Later on, he became repentant and saw the Buddha. The Lord gave a talk on the advantages of a bhikkhu's life, Samenyapala Sutta. And but for his parricide, the king would have attained the first stage of the path after hearing the talk. As it was, the heinous crime against his father stood in the way, and on his death he landed in Lohakumbhi hell. Thus calamity befell Ajatasattu because of his faith in an evil teacher. Devadatta's request. Devadatta planned a schism after consultation with his three followers. He went to the Buddha with three monks and requested the Lord to lay down five rules of conduct for the bhikkhus. These rules were: 1. That all bhikkhus should live permanently in the forest. If they lived in villages, they were to be declared guilty. 2. They should eat only the food that they obtained by begging. They were to be declared guilty if they accepted the food offered by a layman who had invited them. 3. They should dwell at the foot of trees. If they took shelter, they were to be declared guilty. 4. They should wear only cast-off rags. They were to be declared guilty if they accepted robes offered by the laymen. 5. They should be vegetarians. Those who ate fish or meat were to be declared guilty. It is, of course, not improper for the bhikkhus to follow any of these rules. But if these were prescribed by the Buddha, it would be hard for them to abide by all the rules. During the first year of the Buddha's ministry, the bhikkhus lived only in forest retreats. They ate only what they got by begging, and spent their time at the foot of trees. But seeing that it would be difficult for some of them to live so austerely in future, the Lord made these ascetic practices voluntary. Monks were permitted to dwell at the foot of trees except during the 4 months of rainy season. It was not improper for them to eat meat, provided they did not see the animal being killed, or hear, or had reason to suspect that it has been killed expressly for their meals. Thus, the Buddha had permitted the monks to choose some ascetic practices as they saw fit, and so he turned down Devadatta's proposals. Taking advantage of the Buddha's disagreement with him, Devadatta requested the assembly of Sangha to express their opinion by votes on his proposal that, he said, were conducive to the lessening of desire. The ignorant young monks of Vajji state supported him. He took the monks numbering 500 to Gaya Sisa, in compliance with the wish of the Buddha. Sariputta and Moggallana went there to enlighten the misguided monks. When they arrived there, Devadatta was preaching to the young monks. On seeing the two terrors, he said to his disciples, "Look, the two chief disciples of Samana Gautama like my teaching so much that they are coming to me." Then Kokalika, one of his followers, warned him, "These two monks have evil desires. They follow the dictates of evil desires, and so do not be intimate with them." Here, Kokalika was projecting on the two terrors, the evil desires which he had as the follower of the evil-minded Devadatta. It was like a lunatic calling others lunatics. Despite this warning, Devadatta welcomed the two chief disciples of the Lord because he thought he had won them over to his teaching. He gave them seats, but they seated themselves elsewhere. He preached far into the night, and then he told Sariputta to give a talk, since the monks were not sleepy and he wanted to take a rest. He lay down with his right shoulder on the robe. Here he was imitating what the Buddha usually said and did on similar occasions. The Buddha did not fall asleep when he lay down to rest. He used to express approval of the disciple's sermon when it came to an end. But Devadatta was unmindful and he fell asleep in a moment. Sariputta pointed out what was passing in the minds of the monks and told them to practice self-discipline. Moggallana performed miracles and taught the Dhamma. The talks might have been very interesting, for while hearing these talks, the 500 monks attained the Sotapatti stage. With the two chief disciples, they all went back to Rajagaha city, where the Buddha resided. Then Kokalika was furious, and he awakened Devadatta by kicking him in the chest. "Now all your disciples are gone," he shouted at his teacher. "Didn't I tell you that Sariputta and Moggallana are evil-minded, that you should not trust them?" Here, Kokalika's words need consideration. As the follower of evil-minded Devadatta, he imputed evil motives to pure and noble Sariputta and Moggallana. This shows that he was infected by the evil mind of his teacher, that he wronged noble persons verbally because he had relied on an evil teacher. So you should avoid an evil friend or teacher, one who is envious and lacks faith. moral virtues, knowledge and wisdom.